Not to be insensitive, but if I were a betting girl, I'd say I'm looking at a classic case of being stood up. What gave you away? Well, let's see. You've been here since 8 o'clock? That's 3 hours. You haven't said a word to anyone except to order a drink and a spare. Since then, you've put a few more away, and the spare's still here. It sucks, but if she couldn't turn up and couldn't tell you, she probably had a good reason. And if she could turn up, and could have told you, but didn't, you probably weren't missing much. Believe me, I've been there. Best thing you can do is move on, because it's not as bad as it looks. So probably she could have shown. Yeah, that's the option that stings more. I'm going to guess that this isn't the first in a line of disappointments. Something in the slumped shoulders, a 1,000-yard stare, where you keep looking at the floor. World's on your shoulders. There's no one around to share the load. It feels something like that, doesn't it? It's everything you were looking to avoid. Everything you were hoping that next hookup, or date, or relationship could have fixed. Sorry. Don't walk out just yet. Not trying to give you a hard time. I'm just setting the scene, making sure I've got this right. Because if all of that's true, and that angry and hurt look in your eyes is telling me that it is, I want to help. And believe me, I can. You're upset. I can fix that. You're angry. I can fix that too. And you're alone. I can definitely fix that. I am trying to sell you something. Just nothing like what you're thinking. I'm selling, well, let's think of it as a change of pace. Something to take away your responsibilities and keep you safe, cared for, happy. All you need to do is follow me and trust me. I know that's hard given how much you've been let down, but I promise I won't hurt you. Look at me. I promise I will not hurt you. What do you say? Go ahead and take a seat on the bed. And take off your shirt. I told you, I'm not a hooker or holding or anything like that. You saw my house on the way in. I'm not exactly living rough. But I can imagine you're curious. There's only so many things that two people can do in a bedroom, no? And I've already ruled out the big one. I've been far too mysterious for anything small, or safe, or impersonal. So what could it be? Trousers off too, please. And your underwear while you're at it. I need you to be naked for this. If you're comfortable with that. I promise you're not going to wake up in a bathtub full of ice with a kidney missing. I said I wasn't going to hurt you, and I meant it. Good. When you're done, lie back on the bed and I'll join you. I think you were hoping I'd say that. But with what I'm going to do, being skin to skin, it's important. No, no. What I have to suggest is... I guess it's almost like a business proposal. A long-term trade, for your benefit. Come on. How long's it been since you've been this close to someone without even having anything in between you and them? How long has it been since someone ran their fingers down your chest? Since you felt legs wrestle for space with yours? Since you felt someone press up against you, chest to chest, their eyes locked onto yours? Not when you look into my eyes. That's it. Look deep. Let my eyes grow in your mind and stare into you. Darkness of my soul, the unfathomable, powerful, encompassing night. Let them cast a shadow on your worries, on your fears. Putting them in a dark corner where they can't hurt you. Feel the warmth of red about the darkness envelop you. Feel its heat on your back. As you're drawn in, as you're made to feel safe, a part of me, eager to surrender, eager to follow my commands. Feel yourself drift, open and naked. inside me. It feels good to let my soothing voice surround you. You don't need to do a thing. When you look into my eyes, your responsibilities, your needs, your fears, they melt into a pool of calm nothingness, because you're with me, and I'm good to let someone else do the thinking. I'm glad that I found you, to find someone so trusting, with a guard so low, even when they've been hurt so much. The world can be so ugly, and you've tried your hardest. But you don't have to. You can be weak. You can be vulnerable. You can give up. And it can all feel like bliss, like peace. All you have to do is give in and do as I ask. It makes you happy to do as you're told. It makes those little across your scalp. You feel a warmth spread up your spine, beneath the skin, lifting the weights in your gut and loosening the tightness in your chest. Relaxes, replaced with open, easy breaths. Your jaw so wound, so tight, loosens, and you feel lips brushing against yours. You feel hope, intimacy, and How do you feel? Good. You're relaxing. More than you have in a while. And there's a sort of confused relief in your eyes. Well, that's easy. I hypnotized you. I tapped into your mind and implanted some basic ideas just for a moment. I gave you the idea that you don't have to be responsible for yourself anymore. I gave you the idea that you can give yourself over to me. To do as you're told. To not make decisions or any hard choices anymore. And once I'd gotten you to accept the peace that comes with being controlled, I opened you up and made you feel so, so good. How did I do that? Well, I think you felt those pricks when I was kissing you. Those little points. And you are staring into my eyes. Unnaturally dark, deep, absorbing. And the red glow around the pupils. I'd say it's a little obvious. I'm a vampire. A very old, very powerful vampire. And no, you needn't be afraid of me. I won't do anything without your permission. I promise. I feed on humans. I drink their blood like in all the movies, the books. And when I saw you, I wanted to feed off of you. I can smell the blood beneath your skin. I can feel every beat of your heart. I can see the course of your life as it swims through you. But when I saw that defeated look and the resignation in your eyes, I couldn't leave you passed out in an alleyway. You needed to be cared for, and I had an idea that would work for both of us. Vampires need to feed to survive. Normally that means hunting. It means preying on those we can overpower. We pin them down and sink our fangs into their flesh. Or we hypnotize them, make them vulnerable and submissive. Sometimes we even break them permanently. It's dangerous. It's violent, and I'm sick of it. I need a blood bag. A food source. A safe one. Someone who will willingly feed me every day. Someone who will do what I want and be happy to help me. And then there's you. You want to be cared for. To be simple and happy, and to feel good every day, forever. I can do that for you. I can reshape your mind, move your impulses and desires, target and change you to want what I want. The nick of my fangs at your neck, the feeling of your blood flowing out of you, I can make it feel good. So, so good. Not just that. I can make you feel good at just the sight of me. And to be content just to do as I say. To be mine. To be happy with my fangs in your neck and your body pressed into mine. That little show I just put on. That feeling of bliss. That was just the tip of the iceberg. And it won't just be that. It doesn't have to be all in your head. I mean, you've got your head on my boobs and my fingers in your hair. I'm undead, lover boy, but I'm still warm and soft, and I still like to be touched. So, all in. What do you say? No more pain, no more responsibilities, just soft, easy submission. Simple pleasures, simple happiness. For the rest of time. I thought you might say that. You'll make the perfect blood bag, I promise. Now, I need eye contact, and it's a long process, so you might want to sit up. Just stay comfy, stay relaxed. It'll help me fix you. I'll hold your hands. Ready? There's no going back once we start. Thank you. Now, look into my eyes. Remember how easy things were when I put you under before. Feel the way your body loosened up. The way your mind went blank. Remember the softest, gentlest feeling that had crossed your mind. The lightest sensation to have warmed your heart. Now, feel my hands on yours. Feel the way my fingers trace the lines of your palms. Let tingles of relaxation dance up your hands and arms. Let them go numb. Slow to a sleeping whisper. Feel each breath flow in and out. You're doing well. So, so well. You don't have to worry. You don't have to be afraid. Just look into my eyes. Feel that depth again. Feel the cool air in the void. Feel the warmth of control as the windows of my eyes swing shut before you. Feel the glittering moonlight glow surround you. Let it wash into your mind, like dye flowing into a stream, changing your thoughts, making them colorful. Follow the stream
as it flows into the lake of your mind. Those dark waters turning into a misty rainbow as my voice flows into it. Your depth fades. The dangers beneath the surface drown in my influence. Your mind is clouded by my control. The waters become shallow. Wadeable, cool, and relaxing. You float into them, the colors staining your skin and flowing into you. You're wrapped in my voice, touched by my influence, by my commands, forever changed, made better, made happy and obedient. That's all that matters. It's all that has ever mattered. All that matters is the sublime happiness you feel looking into my eyes. The simple contentment that comes with doing as you're told. Those eyes are so much deeper, so much more complex and commanding than the simple pool of your consciousness. Find the anticipation you feel seeing me, the underlying attraction. Think of my hair, the silky smooth texture, the glossy way the light bounces from it, like liquid moonlight, like the shimmer in the lake, like the light in my eyes. Warm reds circle you, mixing with cool blues to make soothing purples that swirl around us. You don't feel fear. You don't feel panic. You feel peace and happiness ahead. It's just me, and pulling you out of the water into my world under my control. And so happy for it. Are my hands. Feel my fingers slide across yours. The skin so soft, so smooth, like spider silk, brushing your fingertips. You want to touch them, smell them, taste them. Go ahead. You can take my fingers into your mouth. Just a little taste. For being so, so good. Let your mind cloud over as the taste of me fills you, as your senses melt. Feel how good it is just to have the faintest hint of me touch you so intimately. Let your eyelids flutter. Let your skin bead with sweat. Your hair stand on end. And don't be ashamed of how aroused you are. Feel proud of it. Feel happy. You get so excited from being with me. You should be excited by me. I am the gateway to all your dreams. The one who can give you all the pleasures you've ever wanted. And take away all the pain you never needed. I am your mistress. Your caring, doting, dearly beloved master. You want to make your mistress happy. You need to make mistress happy. Feel longing as my fingers leave you. Feel need. Now, feel the sensation you experience when you see me naked. See the swell of your mistress's breasts, the lines of my stomach, the curve of my hips, and the promises of pleasure between my legs. See the beads of moisture around my most intimate spots, around the parts you want to touch most. Feel pure animal need. Feel my body brush against yours. A feeling of building. And of happiness at being so close. Feel my fingers trace up your hips, some still slick with spit, to your waist and up your chest. Feel my nails scrape your skin, sending shivers deep into the muscles. Your body reacts to me with longing, because it wants me. It wants my nails tracing up your shoulders. It wants my fingertips brushing your neck, your jaw, your cheeks, my eyes. shoulders, lips skimming against yours, sticking for a tainted heartbeat. Remember how my fingers tasted. Let the memory grow sweet and fat in your mind. And imagine the warmth of my tongue dancing with yours. The ecstasy of spit mixing. The way our lips would spark against one another, dripping and pulling as they stick together. Hold that feeling in your mind and feel it as I do. Twitching, bucking, sweating, eyes glazed over, and wearing nothing but a smile, the best smile I've seen on you so far. Your mind is bursting with pleasure and anticipation. So happy. So loved. That's how you should feel all the time. That's how you will feel all. So simple, so at peace. Let all your worries burn away with the warmth of my touch, the slick desire of my lips. I want you to take that feeling and hold on. Remember how sweet it was, how it sent sparks through your body. Now, feel it when I press my lips to your ear. The click of my of my tongue, of my lips, parted and smiling at you. Feel a river of spit that flows down the side of your head. The run of my tongue, the suction of my mouth. Feel against your skin, the little pains mixed in with the well of pleasure. You want me to open you up. You want me inside of you. As much as you want to be inside of me. Why won't you to ask for it? It wouldn't make me so happy. Because I want you to enjoy it. I want you to long for my fangs as much as any other part of me. I want you to shiver and tremble and smile as the blood flows out of you. You want to enjoy those things. You want to know every sensation I could give you. Please, baby. Ask me to bite you. Ask mistress to make you happy. Ask to be my blood bag, now and forever. Freshly cut grass, like the sight of a new sunrise, the warmth of a lover's touch, and you feel pure bliss. Even the pain of the puncture fades as the pinpricks thrum with cherry blood. A heady fog clouds your mind, and you feel a need to give more, to be more for mistress by being less for everyone else. You want to know that joy again, that pleasure. You want to be simple. You want to feel. And it will never end. Your body will crave this feeling. Needing to be wakened and drained and taken care of. Because now you've only got one responsibility. And you're so, so good at it. At sharing your blood, your life with me. You have so much life inside of you that you can share. It'd be sad, so sad, so sad, not to give me as much of it as you can. You don't want to be sad. You don't want your mistress to be sad. A blood bag as good as you can't leave his mistress feeling sad. You're such a good blood bag. Oh, so tasty. So obedient. Yet so filled with pleasure. Bursting with need. Do you want a reward, sweetie? Do you want me to take your cock in my hand and slip your mind deeper into dependency? Do you want to need me to come? Do you really want to give me control? You don't have much else left, but the look of your eyes, the hum of your mind, the needy breaths, and the crooked, whimpering smile. It says one thing. One thing that will fill your mind for every moment that you spend with me, forevermore. Yes, mistress. Your muscles go slack, limp at your sides, melting into the mattress as you fall back. Your eyes blearily following me as I straddle you. Sensation leaves your extremities, melting limbs into senseless sacks of meat. You are helpless in my hands, and that makes you happy. You are mine. Body, mind, soul, and cock. You belong to me, sweet blood bag. And this belongs to me as well. You need to have my approval. You want to fall deep into depravity with me, to feel your independence slip away. All the years of your life dedicated to servicing me. You want to feel numb all over. Feel all your feeling, all of your remnants of and pleasure focused into one place. When I need to feed, you're a blood bag. When I need chores done, you're a strong back and firm shoulders. When I need to be held, your loving arms and a warm heart. And when I need your pleasures, and when you're to be rewarded, you're a cock on legs, the happiest, simplest toy a mistress could ask for. And you wouldn't have it any other way. As you feel my legs press into yours, and my grip tightens on your shaft, and my fingers slickly glide across your exposed head, you lose any remaining feeling in the rest of your body. This is all you are in this moment. Eyes to see, ears to hear, and a cock to obey. So edged and so teased for so long, so eager to obey and come for me, so eager to feel what I can do for you, your nerves burning with curiosity at the idea of how much pleasure I can give you, walls clenching, churning and roiling with hot, sticky mess that wants to come out. Your skin agitated, sore, sensitive and burning hot as it stretches up and down. Up and down, all of this focused down under my command and held at the edge until I give you permission, because you can't come without me, because without me it will never feel as good, without me to tap into your mind and make you simple and easy. You can come when I tell you to. And when you do, it will be a wave, an unimaginable wave of sensation that crushes your mind and gives every part of you that thinks for itself to me. The last specks of resistance will fade into dust, blow away in winds of golden pleasure, because I know what you want more than anything. You want to come inside me. You want to feel my walls slip around you and squeeze you. You will. All your dreams will come true with me, baby. Every single one. Mistress needs you to pleasure her first. Mistress needs you to help her one more time before you come. Your toy. A dildo full of blood and needy little mans. Just like you wanted. Just lying there. A pile of non-twitching flesh. And I swallow your mind. Stay hard. Stay twitching and bucking inside me. You're doing so well. You're holding on for so long. While I edge your mind and run your thoughts ragged. Leaving you raw and sore, but enjoying every fucking second. Smile for me. Smile for mistress. In your eyes as I fuck myself on you. It feels good. It feels so, so good. It feels so, so good. You're overwhelmed with the sensation. Your entire body is focused on the feelings. Rammed into you from your crotch, and you're so, so close already. Your body rocking with the ghosts of orgasms it wishes it was having, holding on to that edge, making it last. Your vision blurs, your pulse accelerates, pumping your blood faster. And faster. You tighten up. Your muscles contracting harder and harder, trying to hold on while your obedient little brain fires desperate, confused signals. Trying to control yourself for me. You're doing so good. So, so, so good for mistress. You're gonna make her come. And when she does, you can too. Whenever you feel mistress tighten around you, and you feel her squirt up your stomach, when you see her pant and moan and shriek in pleasure, you'll come. You'll drain your balls and so just hold on, because I'm so, so close, so close. Oh. You're so tired. Emptying your balls has taken the last of your strength. Left you feeling so exhausted, so sleepy. And there's one thing that could help you get off to the best night's sleep you've ever had.
Swaddle yourself in the feeling of contentment and release. Feel the pleasure that has its tendrils sliding around your mind. Feel my voice inside you.
The way your cum leaks into me, as I leak into you, into the deepest corners of your mind, of your soul.
The lake is drained.
The depths of parts of you that had been protected from me, even till now. Let them surrender. Fall like shattered glass, tumbling from a spire. Let my eyes keep you as my cunt is coated in your juices.
Just let the pleasure wash over you as I soak into your skin.
I let it soothe you into blissful compliance. As you become a part of me forever, there will be no disobedience. There will be no questions or hesitation.
You don't want that anymore. You want to be a servant. A happy, blissful blood bag with an aching hard cock spurting and dribbling into me. Mine.